The National Railroad Museum is out with a major expansion in Ashwaubenon. The project's been in the works for 10 years and had a grand opening last month.
The museum holds over 150,000 objects related to railroad history. With the new expansion, the museum aims to showcase more of its collection and boost educational programs.
Jacqueline Frank is the CEO of the National Railroad Museum. Jacqueline, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Let's start with a walk through the expansion. What are we going to see when we go and visit this new part of the museum?
So this new section is over 25,000 square feet. It has space actually for four trains, so four tracks are inside of it. Has space for over 200 kids. It's all glass. You know, you walk out there and you see this beautiful overlook of the river. There's also a mezzanine where we have, you know, art and different types of exhibits that change out. And it's planned every year. We'll have something new up there.
What was the need for this expansion?
Well, we actually changed quite a bit as an organization going back all the way to 2010. At that point in time, we were kind of looking at ourselves, and for a long time, the National Railroad Museum was so focused on railroad veterans and those who are train enthusiasts, and these are still incredibly important parts of our museum community. But we realized that two-thirds of the people coming to the museum were children, and their mothers were our members. So it was women 25 to 44 or grandmothers in their 50s and 60s with grandchildren ages 2 through 10 years old. So at that time, we started kind of changing things around, doing a lot more with education. We had started an education department just a few years prior. And we really started refocusing a lot of our marketing as well as our events for these families. And between 2010 and 2015, we went from about 65,000 people visiting us to over 100,000. And we were just kind of fighting for space on, you know, do we have a community event in the space or can we host a school? And we were leaving a lot of people out. So that's where we really started saying, okay, we need to start adding to the museum. And this was phase one of what's going to be four phases.
Wow, a big and ongoing project. What is it about trains, do you think, that so many people, I'll include myself on that list, find fascinating?
I think trains are so interesting from a couple perspectives. I mean, one, it's, you know, a lot of kids who are autistic or have special needs in some ways, they really connect with them. I think they're predictable. They are a fascinating piece of machinery, but they're also so connected to American culture in so many different ways. We have an exhibit on civil rights, you know, some of the early civil rights leaders, before we even think of Martin Luther King, were porters working on a train. Trains took us everywhere. They were our highway system before we had the highways here. So everybody has, you know, train stories or somebody's worked with the railroad in some ways. Art, culture, just the multiple things are just, they touch us as people in one way or another. And they've been doing this since, you know, late 1830s when they came over to the United States. So I think there's really that kind of nostalgia piece that's embedded in so many of us.
How important is that history, that educational part of your mission as a museum?
That is really the essence of our mission here. We are an educational organization, and history is only part of it. You know, we also do a lot with STEM. We work so extensively with math and engineering, and for kids, you know, in the grade school, learning simple machines all the way through college students will come here, and then, of course, adults as well. But I think these trains, and this goes for any museum, this wouldn't have a lot of meaning unless it could do some sort of good for the community. And on the most base level, obviously, it's that sharing between the generations. We learn so much from our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. But these trains inspire people, too. You know, it's one way that you can have a child walk into an area and they're just like, wow, this is amazing. And we can take those trains and create this educational environment that's really relevant. One thing I always tell people that I'm one of those kids that didn't see a lot of relevance in what I was learning in school. And I had good grades. I got into an AP physics class when I was a junior in high school. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was looking at these books and you had all these physics problems and you completed them, but I didn't know why. And I think what a really amazing thing about the museum is, you know, we could take those same children from the same physics class, bring them here, and we have a piece called the dynamometer car. And what that has is an instrument in the back of it and that will create a graph. And we take that car, attach it to our locomotive. And what you can do is as that locomotive travels, you have the graph and there's points on that graph that these students can take after that ride. We can put it into the equation for tractive power. And basically we learn what the power is of that engine or the effort of that engine based on that ride, that graph, that whole formula, and it becomes so much more relevant for students. And we can do that over and over, whether it's specifically for math or if we want to talk about, you know, medical history on the trains. We have a train where they can enter and actually get into that immersive environment and really start to feel and see what people, you know, 100 years ago felt and saw.
We are visiting the National Railroad Museum and its new expansion in Ashwaubenon with Jacqueline Frank, CEO of the museum. Jacqueline, when it comes to exhibits, what does this new expansion allow you to get in there that might have been, well, unacquired or hidden away in the past before you had the room for it?
Well, right now we are bringing some of our more interesting exhibits in. We have a dome dining car that we're currently restoring, and this dome diner needs to go inside somewhere. We like to keep things climate controlled so people can explore them for the next 100 years. We do have the Lister hospital car, so we talk a lot about medical history, and this car moved between Chicago and the Mayo Clinic during the 1920s and 30s, and it's a one-of-a-kind piece that we have. We also have our Lake Mitchell, which we talk a lot about Porter history. So it's that civil rights history and Black labor history piece. And then we also have a 40-8 boxcar. And this is a European boxcar that was used in World War I to move, you know, 40 soldiers at a time or 8 horses. It was then again used in World War II in Europe, primarily to move objects as well as some people to the concentration camps, and then was again used to send back goods that the French people gave the American people who had sent food and had done so much to support the French during occupation during World War II. So those are our main exhibits in there, but we're also going to be having changing exhibits in that space as well. We have over 150,000 other railroad objects that we'll be able to bring out that a lot of times has to sit in the dark and wait for their turn in a very small space. And now we can move that out onto our mezzanine for everyone to see.
Every museum is going to have its own unique challenges depending on what they have. A thing about trains is they're big and heavy. How big a challenge is that for you managing a museum with these big, heavy pieces on exhibit?
It is definitely challenging in some ways. What I always look at them is that they're like small buildings that you have to bring into a bigger building, which, you know, every time we get these pieces too, a lot of times they need this restoration. You know, sometimes I hear people say, well, you have a lot of junk sitting out, because a lot of times we receive these pieces. They've been sitting in a farmer's field. They've been sitting on a railroad siding somewhere, maybe sitting in a rail yard for years and years, and they've been retired. And they've been exposed to the elements. When we receive them, we actually have a restoration program. And each piece, one right after another, as we find money for, we do all this historic research to see what it looked like originally. And then once we have the funding, we go ahead and we restore it. And that restoration process can be anywhere from a year to 5 years, depending on the piece. And then we need to find a climate-controlled place to put it in.
Jacqueline, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jacqueline Frank is CEO of the National Railroad Museum based in Green Bay. We've been talking about a new expansion to the museum in Ashwaubenon that's been 10 years in the making. Hey, how about you? Are you a fan of trains and railroads? Do you go to museums like the National Railroad Museum? What is it about them that keeps you coming back? Are your kids crazy about trains? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.